In general terms, where are we at in the process?
Right now, we're in the determination process. We did our interviews Friday and Saturday. We're still in the determination process of who's going to be the perfect fit for our school district.
Is there a number that you're considering at this point? I know you said that there were six that were coming in. Are you still at six? Have you been able to weed that down a bit?
We're still right now around six. I can't give you a definite number on how many because we don't know, you know, just like we could offer, they could deny. So right now all six are still in contention. But we do have somebody that the board likes, and we're just working through that, and hopefully we can all agree and make a determination on Thursday.
Is Thursday the day that you could say, okay, let's begin negotiations with X person?
Thursday is the day we could do that, or Thursday could be the day where we say, hey, this is our person, welcome to the district.
And has there been any offer extended at this point?
At this point, the only thing that we have done is negotiate what we would like to see our contract look like.
Okay.
So,
is that with Ray telling Ray and Associates
yep.
what you would like to see? So there hasn't been a direct offer from the district to the person involved.
Right now, we're talking with Ray on a contract.
In terms of, and I know this has been a very private process. There's a letter to the editor mm-hmm. talking about that. What's the reaction from the board as to people saying, hey, why can't we at least know the finalists?
Sure. The reaction is, you know, we trusted the process when Ray and Associates brought that to us. The reasoning behind that process and the reason why Ray and Associates uses that process is because it widens the pool of candidates. There are a lot of – Ray and Associates actually went out and recruited. So some of those – people that were recruited do not want their district or the people in their district to know, hey, I'm looking. Because then there's, you know, as Gary Ray said, the blogs start going, the rumor mills start going, the emails start going. And we didn't want to do that. You know, we felt that we needed to have a process in place that, you know, expanded the search. I mean, I think I sent you an email about, you know, how many people. There were actually 190 people that actually contacted Ray and Associates to apply for this position. So I think that the confidentiality process actually worked. And I think, you know, with the six that we had that we interviewed on Friday and Saturday, you know, it's a sign that process did work because I think we had six great candidates that would be a perfect fit for this district.
And so it'd be even at that case, even though at this point here you've narrowed it down to six, still not something that you guys would feel comfortable with releasing until.
Well, and still there's that confidentiality that the candidates did agree with Ray and Associates on, and they still, even if they didn't get the position, wanted their names to remain confidential, which we will respect that. Just that simple, you know, anxiety, the community that, hey, this superintendent's looking at leaving. Granted, he didn't get the job, but yet there's still that, hey, if you're wanting to leave, where's your, you know, are you loyal to our district or are you not? And we don't want that. So
in the end, only one person's name will be revealed out of this entire process.
And that will be our superintendent.
In terms of the timeline here, I mean, we're talking, I believe we're at about 3 weeks to go. Do you think you can have someone in place, or has there been any talk of an interim with Laura leaving pretty quick here for her job?
We've had some discussions with that, and I know Dr. Wolf has said she'd be very flexible with us on that. We will, again, Thursday, which will be an open meeting, discuss some of those options and hopefully have board action on those options. But I'm confident that we will definitely have somebody in place by then. If not, you know, we have Dr. Wolf that has graciously said she would be flexible enough to stay on until we have somebody in place.
So would Thursday be a closed session again to discuss, or is that going to be an all in the open where you guys say we've made an offer to? What are we looking at for
sure.
Thursday?
Sure. Thursday is going to be an open session where we're going to have a discussion on our next superintendent, as well as, you know, what are we going to do in the meantime until our next superintendent is in place. It is an open meeting. I'd encourage anybody that is interested in this to come and learn where we're at what I see as an exciting path that the district will soon be on.
So at that time, and I'm wanting to make sure I'm explaining this right when I get back to it, there's been no offer extended to a particular candidate. Thursday, what action could the board take? Could it be to, we want to start negotiations, we are making this offer? What's the type of action that people could expect?
The type of action that people could expect is based on the negotiations we had with Ray and Associates, that we could select our candidate and say, this is our individual.
Is Ray and Associates working with this candidate at this point?
Ray and Associates is working with all the candidates at this point.
Okay.
Just to say, hey, you're still in the running. Don't lose faith. We're working on a contract. You know, the board did set the maximum salary at $155,000, and that's what we're trying to, you know, work in there is, you know, the fine details of that. And then, you know, hopefully on Thursday we'll have somebody to introduce to the community as our new superintendent.